It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Larry, how are you doing today?
I am doing just fine. Yes, I'm enjoying the late March day. I'll come back to that in a moment, but I think we've had some just terrific days lately for doing some walking and so forth. But let's look back at the month of March. We're coming to an end now, and March has lots of things that happen. And if you can imagine some kind of weather phenomenon, well, it probably does happen during March. It is just a strange month. We have overall for the entire month a temperature considerably above normal, at least 4 degrees above normal, maybe more. We did not get really warm days. The warmest was 62 degrees, which set a record on that date. The coldest was 2. Now, many times in March, we will get below 0, but it's not going to happen this time around. The amount of snow was not that much, only at the Weather Service, only about 4 inches of snow recorded for the whole month. If you depend to go off the shore a ways, you'll find that that number is not going to hold up very well. There's many places that got a lot more snow than that. And even in parts of Wisconsin, northwest Wisconsin. But in the Weather Service in Duluth, that was all that was recorded. Where I am right now, I look around and I see only a few patches of snow. There's some snow where the snowplow piled up, but that's a little artificial. The real snow patches that are still there are on hillsides that are facing to the north. They don't get the sunlight as quickly, and so the snow will linger there for a while. But for the most part, virtually all the snow is gone by this time. We are going into the wonderful month of April, starting this next week. Now, April is often, we often hear about April showers. What goes on there, of course, is the temperature gets warmer. And when the temperature gets warmer, there is more humidity and there's more likelihood of being showers. The driest time of the year in our climate is winter. And so when we start to get into spring, we are going to get more moisture. It's going to be very timely. We need it. We have a lot of exposed dead grass right now after the melted snow, and that can easily become a fire hazard. So several rains would really help. April has a lot of other strange things that can happen too. The snowiest month ever recorded at the Weather Service in Duluth was in April. It was April of 2013, where nearly 51 inches of snow were recorded. That's right. I said it right. 51 inches of snow were recorded in that single month, record-setting month of 2013. But if you go back a few years before that, 2010, there was none. So yes, it can vary. Also, April is usually the time where we get ice out. I was walking around yesterday, taking a look at the vernal ponds, the swamps, and the lakes. All of them still have ice. Some of the vernal ponds are starting to break up, and I wouldn't be surprised if by the early April, we have some of them that are open. But the marsh and the lake still had considerable amount of ice. I, once again, would not be surprised if we have an early ice out, probably before the middle of April, but we'll have to wait to see. Mother Nature can bring a lot of changes. We just passed last week the vernal equinox of 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours darkness. Well, very quickly, that continues to rise, and right now we are at 12 and a half hours of daylight. Sunset is now starting to be after 7:30 in the evening, and that will continue, making our evenings very long. Sunrises now are before 7 o'clock in the morning. This brings about the migration of birds. Migration of birds has been just great this week. You're not going to see too many of the songbirds migrating yet. There are some, and I'll talk about that in a moment. But the biggest migrants right now are the raptors, especially bald eagles. They are coming across and being counted at Enger Tower. And so far for the month of March, there's been nearly 3,000 bald eagles that have been counted. In addition to that, there's been golden eagle, red-tailed hawks. There was one day this week where there was over 300 bald eagles counted, but over 50 red-tailed hawks, which is the biggest number so far. Turkey vultures, northern harriers, sharp-shinned hawks, they're all coming across. Those are all kinds of raptors. In addition to that, sandhill cranes, yeah, every so often they come across, they have this loud guttural type of noise that they make, and they do so often while flying. And once again, that happened to me this week. The other notable migrants are the Canada geese. Every single day I see or hear them, and the trumpeter swans, same thing, very loud. We have the Canada goose, we have the trumpeter swan, and the sandhill cranes, three of the loudest birds that we'll have all year that are migrating right now. In addition to that, I saw mergansers this week. There are ducks migrating, mallards, wood duck, bufflehead. They're all migrating. They go to the open water as soon as they can find it. A great blue herons may be showing up, though I haven't seen or heard any reports of any yet. It's not unusual by the end of March that great blue herons as well as kingfishers start to show up. In addition to that, yeah, there are songbirds out there. During every walk that I've been taking lately, if I walk along a road, I see a flock of juncos. Juncos are a gray black little bird. It's actually a kind of sparrow, and they have white on the underside, and they have white tail feathers. And when we scare them up along the roadside, we'll see those white tail feathers showing up. They've been out there every day. They are migratory. They're continuing. They're stopping to feed. And along the side of the road, they are finding food. Well, they were joined this week by tree sparrows, another example of a migrant. And I expect very soon to have white-throat sparrows, fox sparrows as well joining them. Flocks of robins. I've been seeing those almost every day. Not huge flocks, but they are out there. I had one flock I saw. I estimated at least 30. But for the most part, the flocks have been rather small, only about a dozen. And then I've had red-winged blackbirds. That bird is terrific. It showed up at the marsh last week, and it's been there every day since then, and it's been calling. It's the male. The males do the calling. They proclaim to any other males or anybody else who's out there who owns what part of that swamp. And then when the females arrive in about another month, they will be nesting there. But it's always a terrific sighting in early spring. Other things of note, as we get now into April, it's not unusual that the yellow-bellied sapsuckers and the flickers start to show up, and other kinds of sparrows, maybe a bluebird, maybe a hermit thrush. All of these things can be showing up as we get in further into April. In addition to that, I have the chipmunks in my yard. They didn't show up until about 2 weeks ago, and now I'm seeing them every day. And they're being very active, running around, gathering whatever they can, and running back to their dens. They do not hibernate. They do put food in their den for the winter, but apparently it looks like it's been all used up. Same thing happened with a beaver lodge that I've been visiting. The beavers last before freeze-up, put a bunch of sticks for their food caching out in the water near the lodge. Well, the freeze-up came, and of course, all the sticks stayed there. Now, with the starting to break up in the warmer weather, the beavers forced their way through the ice. They got up and climbed up on the ice and fed on the cache that was left there from earlier. And I visited it yesterday, and there's almost nothing left of that cache. That's okay, because it's easy enough for them to get more food at this time. We haven't had an ice out yet, but they are still able to move around quite well. And as I said, virtually no snow on the ground, so they can go up on shore if necessary. Among the trees, a few interesting things of note. I've mentioned before about how the sugar maples are being tapped. Well, take a look at the silver maples. The silver maples are big buds right now, and I've been watching them every day. They are just ready to burst open. There's male trees, and there's female trees. Occasionally you'll have both, but nevertheless, it's just a really good thing to see right now. That's the silver maple. Now later, as we get into April, they'll be joined by the red maple, but right now it's probably the sugar maple that gets most attention. Not only do we tap it, but if you walk around and take a look around, you'll see some small sugar maple trees that have their bark stripped. That is a sign of hungry squirrels. And the squirrels will go up on these young sugar maples. They don't go to the old ones, the young sugar maples, and they will strip the bark off to get down to the sap underneath. That shows that they are hungry. Now, later, as we get further into spring, buds will come out on the trees, and they'll feed on those buds. In addition to that, the willows and aspen that have had their buds for quite some time now are starting to form catkins. And I saw some ripe catkins this week of alders. I also had this week the first of the crocus buds show up. Oh, yes. What a wonderful sighting. A yellow bud of a crocus. Well, I enjoyed looking at it, but apparently one of our chipmunk friends here decided to do more than that, and it kind of tore up the bud. But the next day, two more buds were out. I'm also expecting any day now to see dandelions in bloom. So whatever the weather might be, whatever the conditions might be, we are moving on to the end of March into the wonderful month of April. So I suggest get out and take a look. The walking is just great right now. You know, hardly any snow on the ground. And get out and take a look. It's just terrific. So take care.
Thanks, Larry. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.